You've left regular radio behind.
This is Jocelyn and Chris Sarn, and you're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
He says he'll take me dancing, yeah, he's gonna set things right. Then he rings to say he's sorry he can't sneak away tonight. He's got a gold on, wanna know who's on the other line. Cause I may be on hold, but his arms were never mine. You're causing a buzz like a TV static in a tree, like a hanging rabbit, you're making a wave. Like a widespread panic, you're stopping my heart. Like a red stops traffic. I wonder who he's chasing. Oh, I wish I didn't care. Take time to press that dancing dress I never get to wear. I microwave some coffee and I listen for the double and try my best to wish it back to how it was before. You're causing a buzz in a tree, like a headed rabbit, you're making a wave. Like a widespread panic, you're stopping my heart. Like a wind stops traffic.
And I'd curse the ground you walk on, but there's no use blaming pavement. These metaphors, these corridors won't be enough to save me. The faucet keeps on dripping, all the threads are coming loose. But all the roads I take to leave, they bring me back to you.
You're causing a buzz like a TV static playing a tree, like a hat on a rabbit making a wave, like a widespread panic you're stopping my heart, like a red stops traffic you're causing a buzz, like a TV static, you're playing a trick. Like a hat and a rabbit, you're making a wave. Like a widespread panic, you're stopping my heart. Like a red stops traffic.
97.7 EXT. We're live at EXT with the amazingly talented brother-sister duo, Local 518, Jocelyn and Chris Arndt. Fort Plain natives, Harvard graduate, almost Harvard grad. Guys, thanks so much. Jocelyn and Chris, thanks so much for dropping on by.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's so great to see you both again. And a beautiful song. I love that one, Red Stops Traffic. Another broken romantic song.
Yeah, one of those tragic, you, right? I don't know. This album turned out pretty tragic.
I don't know if we meant for it to be that way.
From your brand new album, Go. Now, there's a lot of those kind of brokenhearted kind of songs in your repertoire.
Yeah.
You know, I would be afraid to date you because those guys, they must know by now, they're going to end up on a Jocelyn and Chris Arndt album.
It's funny, you know, like, and people say like, oh man, I feel bad for your boyfriend because like people must hate him. They must think he's like the worst person in the world. I swear, our life isn't Isn't that sad as yeah. we make
Her
it
boyfriend's
sound.
Actually really cool.
Yeah.
And that's the brother's endorsement, so you know.
We just pretend. We put on characters.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Well, Jocelyn, congrats on your recent graduation.
Thank you.
From Harvard. And Chris, almost there. One more year. We're also celebrating the Finally 21 tour.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's, I think, even, I don't know if it's a bigger deal, but it's pretty close.
It's been longer in wait. I'm finally 21. I'm the youngest person in the band, for those who don't know. And I finally turned 21 this summer. So we named our tour after that.
Woohoo. No more wait outside bars, until yeah. the show, and then play the show, and then leave immediately afterward.
Yeah.
So you have to be selective on what places you can play, because you're not allowed in some of the places, right?
Most places will let us play, but before I was 21, there were, like, you know, for example, when we played Hotel Cafe in LA last time, I was not 21, and the deal was I had to wait outside until set time. The yeah. rest of my bandmates had to load in my stuff and set it up. I got to go in for sound check. I went back outside. During set time, I went in, played the set, and then I went outside.
If that was the case, I'd be like, I'm never going to be 21. These guys are, you know, loading all my gear and setting
yeah,
right. it up
yeah,
all
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, guys. I can't go outside. In. I'm sorry.
Yeah, snap. I can't load in anything.
Well, congrats on your brilliant sophomore album, Go. When it was released in April, it immediately became Billboard's number 5 most added single to AAA radio in the United States, and has spent, what, 3 consecutive months now at number 2 on the Jam Band's Top 30 Albums chart.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, the new chart just came out, and month number 3.
Month really number pumped. 3.
It's
You're beating
insane.
Out Government Mule, Tedeschi Truck Band, some
yeah,
really heavy
insane.
Hitters, right?
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of our heroes. It feels kind of wrong, but we're also like so right, you know?
Yes.
It's so cool.
Take that, Government Mule.
Yeah.
And this album here, it's a continuing exploration of your rock, pop, and soul sound that began many years ago, right?
Yeah, you remember. You remember where it started, for sure.
You were what, 11 and 12 when I first met you?
I believe so, yeah.
And but you were playing music long before then.
Yeah, we started lessons in 4th grade. You would have been 3rd.
I was in 3rd, yeah.
And then there was that fateful talent show, Stairway to Heaven performance, and we caught the bug from there. And it
yeah,
just got,
that was it.
Yeah.
Started the ball rolling, and now we're here.
It's really awesome. Now, you guys have played talent shows, fairs, festivals, bars, clubs all across the states, the Viper Room in Hollywood, the Bitter End in New York City, to the Sundance Film Festival in Utah, and Daryl's House in Pawling, New York. Now, when you were younger, where did you find that confidence to perform on stage?
I don't know if we really found it that much when we were younger. It was, I remember going on stage, and even still today, it's very much like a nerve-wracking experience. But I think it was something that just came with time. My first performances, it was really hard to get out on the stage and actually do anything and not just freeze up in front of people. But
yeah, I still get nervous before every show. But yeah. I try to kind of turn the nerves around and put the energy back into the show. Yeah. I think I deal with it by just being that much more crazy on stage.
Definitely.
You both are very expressive on stage. You have a wonderful backing band.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
so good.
That
They're
includes
awesome.
Your manager, David Bourgeois, on mm-hmm. drums. You bounce around Jocelyn on stage. You take your shoes off.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing more and more with taking the mic off the stand and kind of running around and going nuts. Bugging Chris over on the... He's on stage left. I come over and I'm...
Yeah. We actually had to...
Bug him a little bit.
About a year ago, we had to switch. I was originally stage right and she was stage left, but she kept hitting the neck of my guitar.
Yeah, I kept like
flailing
my arms. And
so that's why I'm stage left now.
I saw you stage left when you were at the MOVE Music Festival at the Cahoes Music Hall. And you were on the left and you grew your hair out. Is that just to keep the audience from looking at you? Or
it's my shield, yeah. No,
is
no
that
actually,
your
it's kind of a funny story. Everyone's like, oh, man, like, you must be so committed to your long hair. And at this point, I kind of am. But up until like 3 months ago, I basically just kept forgetting to cut it.
Yeah, it's more like you're just not committed to getting regular haircuts.
Yeah, that was it. Like, I haven't cut it in like 2 years, and it's this length now. And I mean, at this point, you know, I like it the way it is, but completely
He steals
accidental.
My hair ties now, which is not something that I'm used to. Now I have to keep like 2 or 3 on me because he's like, Jocelyn, I need a hair tie.
Go is your sophomore album. Were there challenges making it, a pressure to maybe top your debut album, Edges, that featured G-Love and Government Mule's Danny Lewis?
Definitely. I think there was definitely some self-imposed pressure.
Very much.
Oh my gosh, the last one, people really liked it. What are we going to do? And we didn't really have any songs in our back pocket this time. like on Edges, a lot of the songs were written in high school and in middle school even.
Yeah.
But like on Go, we kind of approached Go last summer being like, oh, we need an album and we don't have any music. We should probably write some. Never done that before. So we proved to ourselves that we can write an album from scratch. But definitely going into it was like, I don't know if we can do this. It was nerve-wracking.
Do you keep a back pocket of like phrases, ideas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, I keep notes in my phone. Whenever I think of something that I think is worth remembering, I jot it down before I forget it. It's usually right before I fall asleep, so if I don't write it down, I'll forget it by morning.
Yeah, my voice memos app on my phone is just full of like songs. And then I also have a loop pedal, which has like internal memory and everything saved in there too, so.
Yeah.
And songwriting is pretty much split down the middle between the two of you, right?
Yes.
Very much so. I usually handle more the like the musical arrangement and like harmonic motion chord stuff. And Jocelyn does like kind of the melody and lyrical side of things.
And you're going to play another song right here, right now with you on backing harmony here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This one's called Bad Business.
Damage, and I feel the proof of a
There you go. You finally get to hear Chris's voice on that song right there. Bad Business from their new album, Go. We're live at EXT with Jocelyn and Chris, our local 518. Great to have you guys here in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
So much fun. You helped us celebrate our 10th anniversary here earlier in July.
It was such an honor. Yeah. It was awesome.
We were so happy that you guys included us in that. That was really awesome.
Well, you've been with us an awful long time.
Yeah.
And we're so proud of the progress you guys have been making. Jocelyn just graduated Harvard University, while Chris, you still have one more year to go. And what are you concentrating on?
I am doing a joint concentration in computer science and music.
Well, what do you plan on doing with that sometime?
I'm going to be in a rock band. That's what I'm going to do.
I read an interview, and I think you said it somewhere, that Harvard was your backup plan.
It's kind of weird to say that, but it honestly is definitely our backup plan.
Just incredible. Notable alumni from Harvard: Mark Zuckerberg, co-founder of Facebook, Natalie Portman, President and First Lady Barack and Michelle Obama, Matt Damon, Bill Gates, Conan O'Brien, and now Jocelyn and soon to be Chris Arndt.
Hopefully we can
be cool to meet the Zuck one day.
Yeah.
Be nice.
I want to ask you guys, how do you manage a music career with attending one of the most prestigious colleges in the nation?
That's a good question. Honestly, I think it just comes down to really loving doing both.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, music, like we said, music's plan A and Harvard's plan B in a way, but I mean, we just love doing both so much. It doesn't really make sense to us to like give one up while we can do both.
Yeah, we always tell people that they each make us appreciate the other. So like when I'm doing homework, I'm always like, oh, I wish I was playing music.
Although when I'm playing music, I don't normally wish I was doing homework.
That's true. Maybe it doesn't work as well that way. But I think you make time for what you like.
And Harvard has made some time for you guys too, allowing you to go out, venture on the road and make an album and things like that, right?
Yeah, we miss quite a bit of school. I'm going to be missing a lot of school this coming fall. We've got a lot of tour plans, and then next spring we're going to be touring and recording another album. So I'll be missing a bit of school, but they're very understanding about that.
Wow. And you guys seem to get along rather well, maybe too well for siblings. I mean, we talked a little earlier, but I mean, nothing has gotten in the way of the music. We speak of, you know, the Gallagher brothers and Oasis and the Kinks, the Black Crowes made a huge impact in the world of music. And then just like that, they were gone because their infighting got the best of them. I hope that never happens to the two of you.
Me either. That's crazy. I mean, I guess we've always just kind of looked at it as like failure is not an option. You know, like I have to see him at Thanksgiving. There's no way that we're ever going to make it so that we don't speak to each other or anything crazy like that. It just works. That's, you know, the only way it's going to work.
Definitely.
Yeah. Still as much fun writing, recording, and performing today as it was all those years ago.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit because I think we've gotten more comfortable in our own skin and we've gotten better at figuring out how we work the best and when we work the best and what we like to write about the most. But it's still like that same thrill whenever you finish a song and you get to put it on the books like, we wrote another one. That's always really satisfying for me.
That's a great feeling.
Are you more creative when you're busy on the road rather than sitting idle at home?
I think I'm more creative whenever my mind is in like a weird state, like when I'm really tired. You know, if I'm up at like 3:30 or 4 in the morning, all of a sudden I'll play like some really cool riff and I'll be like, man, I don't know where that came from, but it needs to be recorded.
I definitely like I think being on the road will be cool because we'll get to put ourselves in different situations and make ourselves think about different things that we usually don't think about.
What do you guys like to do when you do have downtime, when you're not on the road, when you're not attending college, when you're not touring? Are you like two normal kids? What is your like your summer vacation has been? I know traveling a lot and you're gearing up for a pretty big tour here, but what do you guys like to do for fun?
Oh man, I like to, sleep a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
No, but I like to read. I do. It's been really nice because, we've been really busy with the music, but when I was in school, it was kind of like, when I wasn't doing music, I was kind of cramming homework, and I never got to read books that I just wanted to read. You know, like, there were always things that were assignments. So now I'm like, I have this whole list of books that I've been waiting to read, and I'm starting to chip away, and I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Chris, what do you like to do?
I have found in the past like year or so that when I have a lot of free time, I love to cook. I'm not very good at it.
He is good at it. He's
well, I'm good at it sometimes. When it turns out well, I'm really good at it. But a lot of the time, it doesn't turn out well. And then the other thing is our parents, they just bought a sailboat earlier this summer on Craigslist, and it's up on Sacandaga Lake. And I've become pretty obsessed with sailing. Dad and I go out there pretty much
Captain Chris.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
It's pretty neat. Your parents must be so proud of you two.
Yeah.
They're digging it.
They're pretty awesome.
They don't get to go to a lot of shows anymore just because they're farther away, but luckily we've been playing, when we played Daryl's house, they managed to make it down for that one, and when we played Canandaigua earlier with Peacemaker Brewing, they managed to make it out, so, and then we'll call them on the road and we'll fill them in about what's going on.
Well, guys, you've done it. Bustling music career, exceptional college education. What do you want to conquer next?
Oh, man. This next tour is going to be, I think, challenging in a good way. But I'm excited to kind of dig in and play new places, also places that we've been to, but a lot of new places on this run. We're playing Wichita, Kansas for the first time ever, which is
That's
really
true.
Exciting because usually we just drive through and now we get to stop and see it. I'm excited to see new places. I want to get inspired and I want to write this next album.
You're going to go to Steamboat Springs, Colorado. You're going to San Francisco. You're going to LA.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
You're going to a lot of different places.
Oh, yeah.
Go is the brand new album from our guests here live at EXT, Jocelyn and Chris Arndt, online at jocelynarndt.com. How come it's not jocelynandchrisarndt.com?
jocelynandchrismusic.com also works.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just
because,
the old site, they all kind of, they go to the same place.
And you're on Spotify, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you're on all those social media platforms, not
Everywhere.
Just Facebook. Take that, Mark Zuckerberg. It's always great to have you guys come back and visit us here in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us. Such a good time to be here.
What do you want to take us out with here? What can you tell us about this next song you'll lead us out with?
This one is called Ready, Steady, Go, and it is the... Well, it's the album, or it's the song that the album was named after, and it's also the second single. And some cool facts about the second single. The first week we were pushing it, it was Billboard's number 4 most added song.
Yeah.
So.
And we actually just found out that it is number 70?
Seven. Yeah, that sounds right.
On the FMQB top 100.
That's a big deal.
We're pretty stoked about that.
Yeah.
Well, congrats, guys.
Thanks.
Congrats on everything. Chris, finally being 21.
Woo!
Check out these guys, the Finally 21 tour. And we're looking forward to hear more of your music in the future. Always right here on EXT. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much.
Ready, steady, go. Steady, go. Ready, steady, go. Steady, go. You sleep a lot easier. You like your girls a lot sleazier. You said you quit it. You overdid it, babe. I still get it in her head. I hate to harm your spotless reputation. I gotta rectify the situation. I got the power, your darkest hour. Hope you understand my frustration. I'm ready to do just like I should do. Oh my, steady. You always said I wouldn't. Oh, but I'm ready. You say stick to what you know. I'm ready. Ready, steady, go. Steady, go. Ready, steady, go. With lipstick stains, you always said I had a heart for brains. Well, I've been thinking, babe, just let it sink in, babe. I got a mind to make you feel my pain. I'm ready to do just like I should've. Oh my, steady. You always said I wouldn't. Oh, but I'm ready. You say stick to what you know. I'm ready. Just a little sick. Say you just wanna help me. Well, this'll do the trick. You say I need to think this through. I got a blind spot. Can't live without you. Well, baby, give it a shot. Just like I shouldn't be, my steady.
we're Jocelyn and Chris Arndt.
This is listener-supported 97.7 EXT.
Support the music at exit97.7.org.